Okay, let's probably address the law enforcement, I'd say elephant in the room, what everyone seems to be talking about.
It seems like that's all we're talking about now.
Right? Like, but actually.
Everywhere, not only in Connecticut, but also around the country, people are always talking about the elephant in the room. Are we going to share what it is?
I mean.
Go ahead.
The automated license plate readers.
Yes, the automated, the
ALPRs.
ALPRs, or LPRs for short.
Okay.
I don't know.
Can you see by Gary's face, anybody who's watching this on YouTube, how not happy he is to talk about this?
Oh, no, I know. No, I think it's important to talk about it, but it is kind of...
Two things can be true at the same time, as I always say. It is important to talk about, but let me tell you, it just feels like sometimes we are having the same conversation over and over because there's just so much misinformation and also just not a full spectrum of, I'd say, looking at the whole picture. Is that a nice way to put it?
Yes. Coincidentally, the picture, looking at the whole video. Yeah, there's been so much controversy around automated license plate readers and the way in which that they're used by law enforcement. And I think we've talked about it before, Melissa. Some of it comes down because the speed cameras have come up and people are being fined for that. And when you start having to pay money for things, you start to look at things differently, obviously. And now they're starting to really look at these automated license plate readers and how they impact, and the discussion goes on and on about whether we should have them, whether we shouldn't have them, why do we have them? And I think that was a reason we're having the discussion today.
So it's funny because Gary and I are obviously very good friends, and I don't know if this just kind of like spilled over onto my regular morning show, but Gary and I got in our first on-air fight this week. We did.
Yeah. Was it on air? Because it was on air.
So it started off air. That's true. Right. It started off air. But then I was like, okay, hold on. We're going to call you in a couple of minutes to come on the air. Bye. And I hung up on him. But Gary was still kind of fired up. And you corrected me on my show. That was the first thing, which I was okay with. But then you kind of pushed back on me, which we also, that doesn't usually happen. And then there was a couple of, wait.
Let's back up a little bit.
Have two different conversations. So why don't we address that, which is probably one of the most frustrating things from at least a cop standpoint, because no matter how close I am to Gary, I made this mistake as well. Speed enforcement cameras, license plate readers, not the same thing. Why does that even matter?
Well, it matters because there's a lot of discussion, at least in Connecticut and elsewhere, on speed enforcement cameras and why they're up, how much over the speed limit you have to go to get fined, how you appeal it. And that is a discussion in and of itself. Then you add now the automated license plate readers who have nothing to do with enforcement. It really doesn't have anything to do. Well, scratch that. It doesn't have anything to do with fines. What it has to do is it's an investigative tool that law enforcement has at its disposal to really be a force multiplier in the way we do our jobs.
So first of all, how long have license plate readers even been around?
Yeah, let's go back to even what a license plate reader is.
Okay, let's go to that then.
It is a camera designed to photograph the it's so funny because it's like, yeah, that's obvious. That's why it's in the name, Gary. But it takes a picture, it takes a video of a license plate, but also can record the back of a car or the front of a car. And it will automatically, through AI or some of the technology they have, be able to read that license plate and be able to provide information to law enforcement.
Okay.
So
did you not have cameras like that when you were chief?
We just started to get license plate readers on the back of some of our patrol vehicles.
When and they was would that? Be So I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
you were chief what?
Maybe 2018.
Okay.
So we would mount them on the back of some of our police cars, and you might have seen them. They look like little wings on the back trunk of the cars.
Oh, I didn't realize those were license plate readers.
Those
really?
Were actually license plate readers.
Oh, I just thought you wanted to be like Batmobiles.
Yeah, or like little lasers.
Do you just want to look like really cool?
Yeah,
like it's okay.
They were secret little lasers off the back of the police cars.
I didn't
and what that were... would allow us to do was to drive through parking lots and instantly, so you could drive through a shopping mall and record every license plate in that shopping mall.
Oh, interesting.
That's how quick. And you wouldn't have to slow down. It just automatically could record all that information.
It kind of seems silly. And here's why I say it kind of seems silly, though, is you would need that cop car to be in the right place at the right time if there was a stolen vehicle, for example, versus what the LPRs are now. It seems like those are permanent fixtures where those cameras are in the event of if there's a stolen vehicle, in the event of a missing person, whatever. Like we talked about Amber Alerts a couple episodes ago.
Right.
to me, having the camera always there means that you can rely on, I feel like, the system better than a roaming vehicle. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah, you'd have to, if you were in a car with a license plate reader, a car, a stolen car or a car you're looking for would have to drive by you to be recorded.
Right. So yes. I can kind of at least understand why we would go from a mobile version
right.
to a more fixated spot in towns and yeah. cities. But I think one of the controversies is the fact that you don't need approval from the public to use LPRs, or do you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's legislation that would right? require that. No.
Because I feel like at least in Milford where I live, and I know there's been a lot of public hearings on this recently about removing ours, which they went into place, I think, a year ago or so. They want to take them down because they feel like they were not part of the process of where those cameras are. Now, I don't know the exact locations of them in Milford, but I do know there have been national stories about these cameras being set up in questionable places. Again, parking lots, even playgrounds. I don't know, again, how you even determine where those should go. Do you feel like that should be something that more of the public has participation? Not to bring up speed enforcement cameras, but that did need public opinion on where those cameras would go before it got approval.
Yeah. So if you go back, you know, before cameras, you know, police officers are in their vehicles and they're driving around and they have the ability to call in a license plate.
Sure.
And they would call dispatch and dispatch could run that license plate. Or if one local jurisdiction got a call from another jurisdiction to say, we just had a kidnapping and this is the car that left the scene, all of the officers would be on lookout for that.
You know,
they get a description of what the car looks like, what the license plate is, the direction of travel, and then they'd begin to look for that car, especially if it's a serious crime like a kidnapping. Like we've seen recently in Georgia is a good example of it, where a two-year-old was in a car that was left running, the mom went inside, and then that car was stolen. So that, prior to these cameras, officers, now you may have four officers on a shift, maybe 10, depending upon the size of the department, but that's only 10 officers who are also doing other things. Mm-hmm. So somebody else has a medical call or something else, so they're not able to just focus on looking for that particular vehicle.
Sure.
Now you introduce the concept of these cameras. I would look at them, I would maybe call them something different. Maybe it would be a better thing. It's that's not even a good thing. I was going to say surveillance, but that opens up
but
a whole other realm.
Everybody doesn't like
them,
right?
It absolutely does.
That's what it is.
But to have a fixed camera in certain locations throughout town, and then if you have other towns that have fixed cameras, mm-hmm. what you're doing is you're creating a web of cameras that can ultimately or potentially locate a vehicle that is involved in a crime, is a missing person.
Like, really quickly, because even that Georgia case, what, they find that kid in like 15 minutes, they were able to find that car.
They were. So in that Georgia case, the mom called the police, said, my car was stolen and my daughter is in the car. The auto theft unit got on it in Georgia, and then through the use of these automated license plate readers. So take that one step further. They get the information. They are now checking the license plate readers mm-hmm. to see where that car may have been, and then that allows them to begin to track that vehicle to the location where they actually found and recovered the daughter alive, and then they made an arrest of the individual.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Gary, because you had LPRs on the back of your cars. I don't even know how I describe this. This is the thing, is I feel like sometimes we have to see how it goes, and I understand that we're impatient as humans, we are, but I'd want to see the difference. If you're talking about, again, camera fixtures, and I'm just thinking logically, okay? So, like, you know, don't come after me. I'm just thinking logically. If we were relying on cameras that move around, per se, versus fixtures, let's say somebody took my running car that was warming up in the driveway, okay? Let's take that as an example. My car leaves the driveway with this mysterious person who stole it. I call 911. Right. That car has already made it probably at least 4 or 5 blocks by the time I've noticed it. If we had fixed cameras somewhere near my neighborhood, do you think police would have found it quicker with the fixed cameras versus hopefully a cop car with an LPR happen to drive by and see my car go by? I would love to compare the difference,
yeah, right.
but I think we need time to see how effective they can be or not.
Well, so the mobile...
Was that a bad example?
No, it was a really good example. I would tell you if it was a bad example.
That's true,
but I think that was a great example. Because we've already had a fight on your morning show. So now we're really...
We're doing really good. We've already gone almost 10 minutes without fighting.
Right. That's an improvement.
This is an improvement.
So the license plate readers on their cars, they're mobile. So it only picks up where the police car is.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, exactly.
Right.
The power in those mobile units are especially if there was a homicide scene or a crime scene. So think about it this way. A homicide happens on a street corner. If you have a car with a mobile license plate reader on it, they could just continue to drive down various streets and collect data. And all they're doing is collecting license plates and types of vehicles throughout the entire area. Because at some point, the investigators may say, we need to know who was in that area, or there was a report of a car that left the scene or left the scene later on, to collect that data. Your scenario where your car is taken out of your driveway and it's driven away, what law enforcement will do, what cops will do, what police will do, is they will go in and look to see where that is triggered, or they'll enter that into an alert. So the minute that car passes one of these automatic license plate readers, that is in a fixed location.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It alerts them instantly, and I did my little snap of the fingers.
That was really good.
Instantly will alert them that this car just passed this street and that street, the intersection here. And then it automatically starts to divert resources to go and look for that car.
Right. But I guess that's my thing with this is that, so there's clearly a need for it. I think we can agree that law enforcement have proven that it's effective. We actually have a colleague here who his car was stolen 3 years ago. And while he worries about the privacy, he can't overlook the fact that his car was literally found because of license plate readers. We read about this constantly. There was a situation in Orlando where that happened. Like we read
That's
about
right.
these
yes.
license plate readers. Or what was it? The multi-state effort where... Oh my gosh, there was the shooting last year.
It was at Brown University, right?
Yes, and it was the license plate readers that led them to where the shooter was ultimately. So we can't say that there's no point in them, okay? So let's get rid of that basis now. Let's go to the level of security, though, or surveillance, if you will. I mean, let's use that word because it's true. I think some of the concern that people have is, first of all, again, where are these cameras being placed? Is it justified? And also how smart these cameras are. First of all, is there truth to the fact, like, can they do facial recognition and infrared and all that stuff? Have you heard about that?
No, I don't. So I don't.
Like, I don't know well enough to be
they're
honest.
They're not. They're. I'm sure there are cameras that can do that. I know that there are cameras that can do that. But the license plate readers are really just designed to pick up the car and the license plate. So I don't. It doesn't have the capability to really see into those cars.
Okay.
The way that people would assume that they might.
Well, and that's where I sometimes get nervous because even I have personally had, I don't want to say arguments, but very, I'd say, elaborate conversations with people who are very against them, which again, I'm not taking away the privacy. I agree, you know, and even the idea of, you know, we had a woman call into my show once who said that one of those cameras was set up in her neighborhood. And she says, you know, we have kids who are playing outside and you know, and if you stand right in front of the camera, you could see like the side windows of my house. And I don't love that. And again, she might be far away, but I think her concerns are valid. The idea of where are those cameras being set up? We should be more involved, at least knowing about it. And I think that is where sometimes the speed enforcement cameras come in because we were very part of that process to some extent with that. But then it's like, how long do you store it? This is the other thing. How long do those images get stored? And why not just wipe the cameras clean every day to give people confidence?
Yeah,
talk about that element because that's important too.
It absolutely is. And we're talking about the difference between the
license plate readers
and
the
speed enforcement
cameras.
So look, we've shown.
See how he's rubbing his eyebrow? This is him getting frustrated with me asking him about this for the umpteenth time.
So we have shown.
It does.
And that's why this conversation, even though we had it on your morning show, it's a really important conversation
okay,
to have.
Don't yell at me. Come on.
I'll try not to yell.
Okay.
I think just to push back a little bit,
That's what he said on the show. Just to push back a little bit.
Now,
really
and I don't
means...
know what I'm pushing back on, but I will. I do know
how
this.
Long you should store it because there are people who would like to get rid of it 24 to 48 hours. That would make them feel better about not storing their information.
Yeah. I think what we've shown is that there are cases that are solved as a result of this technology.
Mm-hmm.
So we can safely say that the technology, when used appropriately, can help enhance public safety. And like I said, the concept of being a force multiplier. If you have four officers on the road, and then you put cameras at various intersections, you've actually added some resources that you couldn't have with just the four officers.
Right.
Okay. So now the question becomes, what people start to wonder about is it surveillance? Is there a privacy issue? Because obviously they're recording my information. And then you start to have people very concerned about, well, do they know when I leave in the morning, when I come back at night, what I'm doing and how, where I go? And yeah, that is a thing that people begin to think about. But from a law enforcement perspective, and I'm not saying that officers, that there's some officers that abuse the system of calling in license plate, because we've seen that as well. Go back to prior to the cameras. If I saw a female in a parking lot that I wanted to meet, there are some officers who will call that license plate in and get the information.
Mm.
And we've seen that. And that's an abuse and a violation of the NCIC system and the collect system, which is the system used to call in license plates. It's a responsibility that law enforcement and police officers have to do that, but they have to do it effectively. Mm-hmm. So now we've seen cases where people have used the license plate readers. Some officers have used the license plate readers to do the same thing, mm-hmm. to try and figure out where someone is or to try and meet someone in an inappropriate way. So
I think the most recent, I mean, to be like totally blunt, I think one of the most recent reasons that these LPRs have really ended up on people's radar is because of, I would think, ICE crackdowns. I mean, I do think that is one of the biggest reasons people are not for them, because people have used those systems without people knowing that they are being recorded. And that's been some ICE operations here and across the country. I mean, I do think that is one of the biggest hysterias around this, or where the hysteria kind of came from. Because to your point, and maybe it was actually, let's go back to 2018. Did you get a lot of slack, people upset with the fact that you had LPRs, or did anybody even know you had LPRs?
No, nobody. I don't even
knew.
Only way they'd know is if they paid attention to the budget process, because law enforcement, you know, we have to put in budget and where we're spending our money.
Sure. But even then, but your town knew that you were getting LPRs on the back of your cars.
Sure.
And who got mad about it that you can really think of?
No one.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So I do think there is a little bit of that national element to it. And there is a little bit of abuse of power, maybe a little government overreach that does play a role in this.
Yeah. And that's you know what, Melissa, that is an excellent point, because up until the national debate on immigration and who gets that information, and especially states outside of Connecticut that get that information, the debate has really become that. There were always probably those people that were concerned about whether or not the police know when I'm leaving, I'm coming home.
What was it, Gary? I mean, there was the argument from lawmakers here in Connecticut during the legislative session to get rid of surveillance cameras in grocery stores. And I thought, you're kidding. We got to make sure people aren't shoplifting. Like, I'm sorry, people are still people, and some people are going to break the laws.
Right.
You can't get rid of the surveillance cameras in when you're in line. And I don't. I mean, I do think there has been a built up of hysteria to some degree, and I'm not saying it's not justified. But we have to kind of trace back. If you're saying LPRs were in place in 2018.
Yeah, they were.
What is the difference between 2018 and less than a decade later? It has to be some of the hysteria and some of the news coverage around LPRs. Even the fact that we can't get this concept right of speed cameras versus LPRs. We say they're the same thing.
Yes, exactly. That's right.
Actually, who is it? It was the Milford chief.
Who literally was like, hey, if you want to talk
about getting rid of the cameras, can we have two separate conversations here? I'm down for both, but we can't have both at the same time because they are not the same thing.
And they serve two different functions.
Correct.
That's right. Yes. But I do think so in Connecticut, not to go way into the immigration issue, but I think some of the concerns people have is that Connecticut standards of the Trust Act and what law enforcement can do, whether you agree with it or not, we are followed by the Trust Act, where other communities outside the state may not be.
Right.
And now they have found out that other states are now getting information from our license plate readers that they feel is a violation of the Trust Act, even though law enforcement agencies outside of Connecticut are not held to that Trust Act standard.
Right.
It's just that information.
But even that conversation, I've noticed, Gary, in a year has changed. Like, I'm not hearing so much about that as much as I am hearing about people literally thinking that their privacy is being interrupted and that they are being recorded constantly. And I'll even kind of throw this line out there, which is, if you're not doing anything wrong, don't worry about the license plate readers, because all they're doing is doing their job and helping law enforcement when people break the law. And people don't like that. They don't like that. But again, I always look at, okay, well, which would I rather? knowing my license plate is probably read 25, 30 times a day in my city, or if God forbid that time happens that I'm pumping gas and my kid's in the backseat and my car is stolen, do I want to know police can find it in a matter of minutes? I'm going with the latter. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the woman in Georgia would be at the front of the line if you were asked to stand in line if you are in favor
of
this. So I think some of the things, though, we do know is that these license plate readers enhance public safety from a police perspective, because we have examples of it where it solves crime. Some of the concerns that the community has is the privacy issues, mm-hmm. number one, and then how long that information is kept. And I know you asked that question about how long it's kept. There is a time limit with regards to how long that information
like
can be.
It's about 30 days.
Yeah.
But even when they've said that we could cut it down to 14 days, police push back on that because of the idea of, you know, if you're following up on an investigation, like look at the Enfield investigation where they now have to go back kind of to square one once they found out the death of this little girl and they realize, well, we totally have to redo the entire scene. That was weeks after they first went to the scene.
Yeah.
And so if you wipe those cameras clean and investigators go back 2-3 weeks later, they're out that tool, essentially. I feel like I hate to say it, but I feel like we need time. I feel like we need time to either see if these cameras are as bad as they seem, or if they are actually as good of a tool as we hope they would be.
Well,
I don't know.
I would say we need discussion.
Can't just get rid of them.
No. Well, that is the concern. We see police departments in Connecticut saying we're just getting rid of them. And I'm mortified by that.
Well, because you're crippling
police. It is technology. But I think what we really need is to pull back the veil of what these are and start to really have discussions with the community to explain exactly what they are capable of doing, why it enhances law enforcement. Not everybody's going to be a fan of them. We know that. We can't dictate. We can't keep a safe community if we keep everybody, you know, happy. But we have to hear everybody's concerns and explain what this technology does, what it's capable of, and then make decisions based on that, based upon the information, what's actual. And maybe you do give it a little bit more time to figure out whether or not people in the community say, now I understand it, let's make it and let's keep them. But let's keep them with some oversight that we really can trust.
Well, and I think even to the point of allowing the public to actually see what's being captured, I know that's something in Milford that's being done, you know, when it's going off and when they're being captured and things like that. I think having even that is helpful too. But I do feel like these conversations are really the starting point of getting rid of some of the at least overwhelming concern to the point that you want to eliminate an entire tool altogether.